Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
He ought to resign for what he did. I mean, he lied to the American people. He lied to the press continuously. I mean, what he did was disgusting. And the totality of the circumstances, I think it makes it pretty obvious that he ought to resign. But I think the most important thing here, though, is that where is Nancy Pelosi on this? Where is the leadership in Congress? Where is my counterpart, Debbie Wasserman Schultz at the DNC, to say that, hey, Representative Wiener, you ought to step aside. What you did was wrong, and we don't need to spend taxpayer dollars conducting an investigation about this. You ought to just resign. It didn't matter whether he's Republican or Democrat. The fact of the matter is, he ought to resign, and the Democrats, like Nancy Pelosi and others, ought to call for him to resign, and he ought to leave office.
That's Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus, who says that Congressman Anthony Weiner ought to definitely resign. That's where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with an overview of the hot hits in talk radio, and what we have is the usual bill of fare. CNN's Christine Romans talked to Democratic strategist Robert Zimmerman and the political analyst James Carville about Congressman Weiner and whether there's any way he can get beyond the scandal and the week of lies and somehow salvage his political career.
Clearly this was handled badly from the very beginning. Clearly going out and lying about all of this and then trying to clear it at me. Now what? Can he repair that week of lying and stalling and calling a producer trying to get the facts, a jackass? Can he get over that?
Look, the one rule in crisis communication is to get your story out there, because if you don't, someone else is going to write the story. You can't get away with certainly lying and then insulting the media for not believing your lies. Right now, for Anthony Weiner, it's really about showing true remorse and removing politics from the calculation. He's got to get through the hurdles of the ethics committee. He has to then not just worry about his constituents, but also worry about whether he'll have a district to run for. But realistically, for Anthony Weiner, his next steps are going to have to be showing real remorse, focusing on his work as a congressman, mm-hmm. and also demonstrating a commitment to public service, not just politics and sound bites.
James, let's listen to what, Eric Cantor now, the first sort of Republican to come out and say he should go. Also, deafening silence from his own party about what he should do. Listen.
I think it is up to Congressman Weiner and his constituents to make that decision. I don't condone his activity. I think he should resign.
No, I'm not here to defend Weiner.
What do you think?
That's all I'm going to say.
Why could you give him if he asked you?
Call somebody else. Okay.
James, can he repair his relationship with his fellow Democrats?
Well, first of all, I think there are a couple of things unique about this. The times in which it happened, we're in a really, really, really terrible economic situation right now. That adds to his trouble. Number two, is Congressman Wayne a bright guy, but he's never been that popular a member of the caucus, and he really was going to leave the congressman. He's pretty upfront about his intent to run for mayor in New York, so he doesn't kind of view them. They don't view him as kind of one of their own, if you will. The third thing is his wife is very popular in Washington, very popular in Democratic circles, and people are kind of mad at him for that. So he's got a little bit of a perfect storm brewing against him. Having said that, people have certainly done worse things and survived. His big problem right now is they might be more than this out there. Generally, when people engage in this kind of behavior, they're not limited to six times or whatever he says it is. So he's got that hanging over his head. His computer's going to be, I'm sure the House Ethics Committee is going to get it. He may decide that he wants to punt for reasons other than just legal reasons. I'm not sure, but the political climate as a result of the economic downturn is not good in Washington.
Why do you think the economy, James, makes it worse for him?
Because, if some people are tweeting something and other people have a job, to some extent it's kind of funny. Now it's a huge distraction and people say, look at what these clowns are doing. And it just doesn't sit as well with people. When these congressmen go home, people start screaming at them at town meetings, and there's people not happy in the country right now.
I think it's a valid point, James, that in this political climate, certainly it just further frustrates his colleagues who he's not particularly close to in the first place. But I think the bottom line is, to be immersed in this scandal is bad enough. To lie about it and harass the press makes it even more difficult to dig his way out of this.
Coming up, more reaction and fallout to Weiner's scandal on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to GEICO.
Right.
Yeah, and GEICO also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tired of your computer constantly being slow, always freezing, and taking forever to start up? It's time for a tune-up. Bring your computer back to life with Large Software's PC Tune-Up. See for yourself why Windows IT Pro gave it 4 out of 5 stars, and the Tech Herald gave it a perfect score of 100. PC Tune-Up removes items impacting the health of your computer. The process is simple. PC Tune-Up makes a quick backup of your entire system, scans for bad files and errors, and clears clutter to increase space and conserve valuable resources. The result? Improved speed and reliability immediately. No more frustrating messages or stalls. Just your PC at its best. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com now, and when you purchase PC Tune-Up, you'll receive Password Manager free. This exciting software securely memorizes your passwords and automatically logs you into websites without having to type in a single password again. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com and let PC Tune-Up get your computer running like new. Plus, receive Password Manager free, a $60 value for $29.95. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com. That's MakeMyPCNew.com.
Bullfrog Sunblock passes the toughest tests under the sun. Listen to Mom and Marathoner Rachel Munoz.
My sunblock of choice is Bullfrog Marathon Mist. I accidentally stumbled upon it because I was running a marathon here in the summer in Mississippi. I was looking for a sunblock that would stay on through sweat and everything. I fell in love with it. When I put it on my kids, I can put it on really fast. And I don't have to worry. Bullfrog, it just stays on.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Get more free during the PetSmart Big Brands Bonus Sale. You'll find great bonus deals on hundreds of items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $5 on our entire stock of new Bayer Canine Advantix 2 and Advantix 2 products. Canine Advantix 2 repels and kills ticks, fleas, and mosquitoes on dogs. And Advantix 2 kills all flea life stages on dogs and cats. Hurry in for these great deals at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, sale ends June 19th. Canine Advantix 2 is for use on dogs only.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
This is Talk Radio in Review. Doug Steffen, let's go to Fox News. Chris Steigerwalt speaking with Charles Krauthammer about the Wiener scandal. Krauthammer says Republicans need to be careful and stay out of this before they turn public opinion against them and wind up saving Wiener's career by accident.
A position nobody ever wants to be in, I would say, is where the two people who may determine your fate professionally are Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton. At their whim, quite frankly, yes. When you add this up, you have Wiener and Pelosi right now has said, let's have an ethics investigation and let's see what goes on. So he is out here twisting in the wind, twisting. If she decides that it is better for her caucus that he go away quickly, she can bring tremendous pressure to bear on him to go. If, conversely, she decides that it is okay, he persists in the shadows, but perhaps with a more subservient attitude towards her leadership, she can do that too.
That's very true. Charlie Rangel's a case where his party wanted him out of there. There was a lot of loud public suggestions that, you know, he was a grand old man, a great career. We'll give you the gold watch. Please leave the stage. You're distracting. There'll be some of that pressure. But to me, I think this is a different case. It's normally when you want to kick this down the road, you want to hide it, you want hope that it will go away, you kick it into a committee like ethics committee. And most of the Democrats, probably the Republicans, will be quiet about it. But the problem is there's stuff out there, not politicians, but stuff, you know, some of the things he sent or somebody who may be resentful. If the drip, drip, drip happens and it gets more embarrassing, then I think the pressure becomes overwhelming to leave. But my thought is that will probably be the way it turns out. But if there's not, you know, a lot of new material coming out, it's sort of, it's basically how much news you continue to make.
Well, there better not be anything else. If he expects to endure, even in the shadows, there can't be anything else. If this is all there is, maybe he can get by. But if there's even one more dribble to come forward, I would have to think he's cooked.
And I think Republicans have to be careful. The RNCC, the Republican National Congressional Committee, issued a statement yesterday saying, why didn't we hear about this? How come the leadership hadn't been on this? This is not a time when you're in opposition you want to pounce. The lesson of the Clinton years was, let the other guy unravel. Do not appear to be, gloating over his pain and his difficulty, and stay out of it. And I think the Republicans would do well to just let this unfold, because it is, after all, to their advantage. The longer he's in Congress, the more it's an issue for them.
On MSNBC, Chuck Todd speaks to Roll Call's Christina Bellatoni and the Washington Post Ruth Marcus and MSNBC political editor Vaughn Ververs about the Democratic leadership's position on Mr. Wiener.
Christina, you cover Capitol Hill pretty closely. When do we expect here Democrats to publicly say, time to go, buddy?
It's going to have to happen. You know, reporters, the House is out this week. The reporters are going to put a microphone in, whether it's Steny Hoyer or if Pelosi ends up doing it. I mean, she has not backed away. It's a little bit subtle signaling at this point, but they're not happy with him. And the big question is whether there's going to continue to be more unraveling if he ended up using any of his congressional facilities for this. He's in trouble.
That was just my sigh.
I know. You know what? I think it's the way a lot of people feel in this town about this. You're like, stop embarrassing this town and all that.
Harry Reid, you know, what he said yesterday was great. He said, if he called you and asked you for advice, what would you do? He'd say, call someone else, right? And I think the problem for Anthony Weiner is there's no one else for him to call now. No, he's got nobody in his corner.
Give me your shameless plug.
It is a shameless plug, but it's also a public service announcement. Parents, especially parents of adolescents and teenagers, read a column about Anthony Weiner out loud to your children. You could choose mine. You could choose Dana Milbanks in today's post. It is a lesson in the horrors and dangers of social media. And I can tell you, as the mother of teenagers it's hard for them to learn that. Thank you, Anthony.
Yes, thank you, Anthony.
Jonathan Carl talks about political leaders saying Weiner ought to resign, while a new poll of New York voters say he ought not to resign.
There is a new poll out today that shows that a strong majority of New York City voters say that he should not resign, but there are political leaders in both parties saying that it is time for Anthony Weiner to get out of Congress.
Democrat Anthony Weiner made it clear again last night he's going to fight to keep his job.
I'm not resigning, no.
Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi's call for an ethics investigation is not satisfying Republicans. As the chairman of the Republican Party put it, we do not need an investigation to know he lied and acted inappropriately. We need a resignation. And Democrats aren't exactly rushing to his defense.
I know Congressman Weiner. I wish there was some way I can defend him, but I can't.
In fact, Senator Reid was asked what he would do if Weiner called him for advice.
Call somebody else.
Weiner's actions were clearly lewd and inappropriate, but the question for the Ethics Committee is, did he break the rules of the House?
The rules in the House can often be elaborate.
Blake Chisholm is the former staff director of the Ethics Committee. He says that if Weiner used his government computer to send the messages, he could be in trouble, even though some incidental personal use of government computers is permitted.
The question is, what's incidental?
That's right.
And is sending pornography or lewd photographs, is that incidental?
I think that's going to be difficult for someone to argue.
Adding to the carnival-like atmosphere surrounding the story, Donald Trump posted a video on YouTube with his reaction to the scandal.
The fact is, Anthony Weiner is a bad guy. He's a psycho. And when this came out, I was not surprised at all.
And on late-night TV, Jon Stewart, a friend of Weiner's, continued to lampoon him with his own mock press conference.
I thought Mr. Weiner had been deceitful last night, that he was a liar, and that I believed his pants to be on fire.
More seriously, we heard now from former Democratic Party Chairman Tim Kaine saying that he believes that Weiner should resign. That's the first really prominent Democrat to say it's time for Weiner to go.
Coming up, more hosts and callers weigh in on the debate over whether Congressman Weiner should resign. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. and this offer is good for any of their Quick Fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here talking about what talk radio and talk television are focused on, and that includes the scandal surrounding Congressman Anthony Weiner. Talk host Doc Thompson here with callers about Weiner and whether he's really sorry or just that he got caught and sorry about that.
So do you think he's sorry or sorry he got caught?
I don't think he's sorry. I think he's sorry that he got caught. As most politicians, and when you're in the public, when you're in the public eye, and your whole life is out there to be examined, and it would seem to me that even your inner self or inner hidden agenda, whatever, comes out, you set yourself up to be discovered, and I agree with you. There's nothing more than to play on the emotions of constituents to try to, to get away from it or to look innocent. And
Let me ask you, Rick, do you think he's going to go away, or is this all going to blow over in a couple of days?
Well, based on what I read, I think Nancy Pelosi is, making waves now. So I guess it depends on how much what she can do to have him removed. I don't know. This isn't like President Clinton. When he went through all that he had to go through. In this case, this is another congressman. But, if he's going to continue, and I think it'll be questioned. I think eventually he may go away, but not without a fight. I think he's going to try to win people back over and come across as, he's this loving father and all this other good husband and all this crap. But, his inner self, his demons within, I guess you could say. I don't know, but I think
Bill Clinton taught politicians, at least the smart ones, the devious ones, a great lesson, Rick. And I appreciate the call. He really did. And the lesson is, you can survive this stuff if you're willing to take the slings and arrows. Depending upon the circumstances, if you're willing to be tried in the media and have your name dragged through the mud and go, if you're willing to do it, you can survive it. Sure, something else will happen down the road. There'll be another huge news story. People will forget it. Bobby in Monroe.
I totally think that, man, that attack on the media, I don't understand that, what that was about. But I think he's sorry, right? But
well, and the thing is, Bobby, Robbie, I understand people can be sorry in that. And I understand if a congressman stands up for somebody accusing him of something that, that he didn't do. If a congressman is defending somebody, a reporter from saying something horrible about their family when the congressman didn't drag his family into it. I have no problem with you speaking your mind as an elected servant and even sticking it to people and yelling. I have no problem with that. But when you're doing it and you know you're wrong and they're following their job, based on what you've said, and then you treat him that way?
In a talk radio interview, Ken Walsh from U.S. News and World Report talked about Congressman Wiener seeking advice from Bill and Hillary Clinton.
It's another one of these amazing Washington stories that people like looking at a car wreck happening from the side of a hill. You just see it coming, and it's just unbelievable that it's unfolding before your eyes. But there's a lot of pressure on Anthony Wiener to resign from Congress. So far, he's saying he's not going to do that. It's interesting that he's now apparently been consulting with Bill and Hillary Clinton about this. You know, of course, Bill Clinton has his own problems with philandering. And the reason he's doing that is because his wife, Huma Abedin, is a top aide to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And Bill Clinton actually officiated at their wedding. So these couples have known each other. So I don't know what kind of advice they could get from the Clintons. You know, there's apparently no law breaking here, although there's some investigation by the media into whether government facilities were used or government computers and so on, which involved taxpayer money. But it's really an ethical question, and the idea of embarrassing the institution of the House of Representatives, that's where most of the criticism is going now. And there are moves now to have an internal investigation in the House of Wiener's conduct.
Coming up, we shift gears to focus on Tim Pawlenty and his plan to Google his way to cuts when the Talk Radio Countdown show continues along.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
I never thought I'd miss the days when a gallon of gas cost $3. Good thing the Sears Blue Automotive crew is here to help. They explained how old spark plugs could be hurting my car's fuel efficiency and told me when mine should be replaced.
Through June 4th, save on all Goodyear tires. Plus, get up to $80 after mail-in rebate with the purchase of 4 Goodyear tires. Special financing available. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer end dates vary from 6-4 to 7-30.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed, and AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The field of Republican presidential candidates up front this week. Former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty revealed his economic plan. He promised to cut taxes, reduce the size of government, and Google his way to cuts. Now, that is something new. Robert Ray from the Associated Press reports on Pawlenty's plans, which he chose to reveal in President Obama's hometown of Chicago.
It's going to be hot today.
Very hot.
And indeed it was, with temps in Chicago nearing 100 degrees. But that didn't stop Republican presidential candidate Tim Pawlenty from using heated words aimed at President Barack Obama. Pawlenty used Obama's hometown to unveil his new economic policy in front of a group of students at the University of Chicago's business school.
President Obama is a champion practitioner of class warfare. Elected with a call for unity and hope, he spent 3 years dividing our nation. He's been fanning the flames of class envy and resentment all across this country.
Pawlenty pitched himself as politically honest. In his 45-minute economic proposal, he pointed out that gas is nearly $4 a gallon. Home prices are still declining. Our health care system, thanks to Obamacare, as Pawlenty said, is more expensive and less efficient. Unemployment's back over 9%. Our national debt has skyrocketed. Our budget deficit has grown worse. And the jobs and manufacturing reports are grim. And he followed all that up by saying that President Obama needs economic rehab.
We got to tell the American people the truth. And if we're all just going to pretend that there's not a problem and duck and bob and weave like President Obama does, and he won't even address these issues, then we're wasting our time.
The former Minnesota governor also said that Congress needs a straitjacket because they are addicted to spending and that overregulation is suffocating the entrepreneurial spirit of American business.
Governor Pawlenty laid out yet more straight talk. He's almost adopting Senator McCain's approach that he's going to say things that are politically unpopular, possibly not politically untenable, but he's going to level with the American people.
Pawlenty also proposed cutting the current federal corporate tax rate from 35 to 15% for individuals. Pawlenty said he was proposing a simpler, fairer, flatter tax system that would allow younger, middle, and lower-income families to save and build wealth.
I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to waste other people's time. And like I said, jokingly, go drink beer and play hockey. But that's not what the future is about.
I really understand
the spirit of what you're asking.
Though the summer has just begun, a heated presidential campaign season seems to be gaining speed.
Here, talk hosts Bob Davis and Tom Emmers talk about Pawlenty's plan to Google his way to cuts, where he says that if you can use Google to find an American company that does the same thing the government's doing, the government has no business doing it, and that includes things like the post office.
Former Minnesota governor and candidate for the Republican presidential nomination, Tim Pawlenty,
made what has been referred to as a major policy speech. And among the things he has called for, think about whether you agree with these ideas, okay? One of them is that he wants to stimulate, and I actually shouldn't use that word, but he wants to engender.
How about encourage?
Encourage. 5% economic growth that would balance the budget after a couple of years. So it's his objective is prosperity growth, which I agree with. I don't know if we can achieve 5%, but I agree that we need to have really dynamic economic growth in this country. It'd be nice to have a couple quarters of, you know, 5 or 6%. I don't know if you could have 2 years of 5% economic growth. And that statement is producing quite a lot of controversy because we've never achieved more than a couple of quarters of 4.5% economic growth back to back, even among the good years with Clinton and or Reagan. So 5% economic growth for 2 years is a bit ambitious, but that's what he's saying these policies would produce. He would have tax cuts. He wants a three-tiered tax system with the highest rate at 25%, a middle rate of about 10%, and no tax on the lower rates. I have a problem with the no tax on the lower rates because I've said before, I think one of the things that we have to do in this country is everyone has to pay tax. There's too many people that don't pay tax. And, you know, on the lower rungs, if you if you make a low enough amount, you get what's called an earned income tax credit, which is essentially a redistribution of income. So people at the lower end don't pay any tax, and as a result, they don't see any problem with producing more programs or voting for more programs or voting for politicians that promise them more stuff because they don't pay for it anyway. I don't think that's right. Something needs to be done about that. So there's a problem right there with Pawlenty. He would cut tax rates for corporations of businesses from 35% to 15%, but close a lot of loopholes because a lot of companies don't pay any corporate income tax right now. He says anything you can find on Google is something the government shouldn't be doing. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely, I agree.
He said that we should end mail delivery, shouldn't have mail delivery anymore.
Wow. By the government.
Well, you know, the post office is a government-sponsored entity.
Yeah, it should not be delivered by a private service. Yeah.
Well, the post office is a private service.
Well, it's a government operation.
They would just stop subsidizing the government-sponsored entity known as the U.S. Post Office. Here's some questions. Oh, also an Amtrak, which I agree with.
Coming up, we shift our focus to Sarah Palin, comments that one comedian made about her that might have the Secret Service on alert. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Running inshore fishing charters here in the low country, you put the Mosquito Coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet. Three plus things I have to think about. It's nice to be able to do it in one shot. We just coat up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302, Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like, we'll never forget you. Like, we're behind you 100%. Like, we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Talk Radio in Review. We're focused here on Republican presidential candidates. While Sarah Palin still hasn't announced her plans, much of the focus on Talk Radio and Talk TV has been on her and that tour. Here, host Big John Howell and Amy Jacobson talk about comments made by Christopher Titus, a comedian, about what he might do if Sarah Palin were to be elected.
So comedian Christopher Titus, who I remember had a sitcom for a while on Fox.
Yes.
Comedian, you know, stand-up comedian, stock and trade is making jokes. And he joked in an interview, actually a podcast with Adam Carolla, who, by the way, sometimes is a guest host for Dennis Miller. Mm-hmm. Adam Carolla, very talented guy on the West Coast. Anyway, so this Titus character was on the Adam Carolla show. And he was talking about Sarah Palin. They were talking about the Paul Revere controversy with Sarah Palin. And at that time, he made a joke, some would say. He committed a little bit of satire, if you will. He said that should she be elected president, somehow, if she gets elected president, he would be willing to grab the rifle, I'm guessing, and be the man on the grassy knoll. Here's what he said from the Adam Carolla show.
You know what, man? I am going to, literally, if she gets elected president, I am going to hang out on the grassy knoll all the time. Just loaded and ready. Just, you know what?
It's crowded.
It's for my country. It's for my country. If I got to sacrifice myself, it's for my country.
Look, you've heard it now. What do you think? A, it's just a comedian making a bad joke, or good joke, your opinion, I guess. Or B, no, it is a legitimate threat. She's a public figure. She is a polarizing figure. She has been involved in her own controversies regarding sharpshooting. And you know what? He should be hauled in and questioned. That's what you said earlier.
Yeah, and I still stand by that. I mean, it's not a threat. It's not appropriate for comedy to say that you're going to... It's essentially that you want to see somebody dead. If for some reason the American people, really the Electoral College, vote for Sarah Palin to be the next president, he's going to stand on a grassy knoll, which is a metaphor for the assassination of President Kennedy, and he's going to make sure that she's taken care of. Somebody needs to investigate. Because, does he mean this personally in his heart of hearts? Is he going to do it? No, but some idiot out there, some crazy out there listening might think, oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, I'll agree with this guy, Mr. Chris Titus, and I'll just go out there and do it.
Yeah, but what you're saying then is he will have to bear the responsibility if one of his fans actually take his joke to the nth degree and become the next Lofter?
Well, yeah. He should not even mention it. It's not funny. Did you find any humor in that? Listening to it now for a second time, is there any humor there?
No, let me listen to it a third time.
You know what, man? I am going to, literally, if she gets elected president, I am going to hang out on the grassy knoll all the time. Just loaded and ready. Just, you know what?
It's crowded.
It's for my country. It's for my country. If I got to sacrifice myself, it's for my country.
And who's this chick in the background saying, oh, it might be crowded. Oh, the grassy knoll is going to be crowded. Yeah, she had to chime in there.
The last time we talked about this subject was when Gilbert Gottfried tweeted, again, another guy got in trouble for tweets, tweeted out his comments right after Fukushima, right after the tsunami, about Japan and a natural disaster, and he was pulled from the account of being the Aflac voice of the Aflac duck. So, again, is this just comedy? Is it just satire? Is it just whether it's vulgar or juvenile or crude? I would think that in this day and age, it's probably not a good idea to threaten assassination of any sort of public official. Right. And if I was a comedian, I would probably eliminate that from my prepared act. Now, off-the-cuff comments, I mean, I have to withdraw comments I make here on a semi-regular basis, and I regret sometimes what I say.
But would he write this down? Would he tweet this out? Would he Facebook it? No.
No.
So if you can't write it down, you shouldn't even be saying it.
Up next, talk host Bud Hellinger talks to a caller about Sarah Palin supporters continuing to try to rewrite history by changing the Wikipedia page for Paul Revere and his ride.
Wikipedia.com. Yeah, if you don't go there on a regular basis, it is the online encyclopedia. And people can actually go in and add things to it on any topic, and the topics are infinite. It's an amazing, unique feature of the online encyclopedia, Wikipedia.com. Wikipedia monitors this, and they require users to cite reliable sources when making claims in revising something that they are writing about, and also to remain neutral in depicting historical events. Well, the people at Wikipedia, in the wake of this flap over Sarah Palin's lame version of Paul Revere's ride, her supporters will not relent on trying to create credibility for her in trying to revise the history of the event on Wikipedia. Wikipedia editors are so fed up with a flood of poorly sourced changes to the Paul Revere page since all of this broke. Many point to Palin herself as a history expert, and they've called for a lock on the page and an end to the discussion. Jenna, is that right that Wikipedia.com has now locked the Paul Revere
Correct.
Page to keep the Sarah Palin apologists from trying to rewrite history?
As of 1 o'clock this morning, yes.
It's incredible. Let me give you an example. Somebody added false information in an effort to support Sarah Palin's false claims about Paul Revere. Here's what they ended up inserting in the Wikipedia entry on Paul Revere's ride. Quote, accounts differ regarding the method of alerting the colonists. The generally accepted position is that the warnings were verbal in nature, although one disputed account suggested that Paul Revere rang bells during his ride. And they put a footnote in there. Wikipedia removed it. There is no documentation of any credibility for that. They consider it a lie designed to mislead, and they took it out. And this kind of tug of war has been going on. If you support Sarah Palin, would you on her behalf try to rewrite the Wikipedia history so it's not so embarrassing for her and so that people come to believe in Sarah Palin's version of this so she doesn't lose support? It's unbelievable. Here's Drew in Winter Garden. Good morning, Drew. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing?
Okay. What do you think?
Well, a couple of things. Sarah Palin's father's a history teacher. He's on the tour with her, and that's part of the reason. But a couple of points. The bells they're talking about are church bells, and I would recommend people find Paul Revere's actual written testimony about what happened on his ride, and that, in fact, Dr. Prescott finished the ride. They were the British. He wouldn't say the British are coming because everybody was British then, and he would have said, and he said in his statement, that he would yell, the regulars are coming, meaning the British regulars. They had a secret plan to take the munitions factory in Lexington and Concord. And they used a series of bells. The bells she's talking about are church bells. All the churches had a series of coded bells, and this is pretty well known from historians, to notify people down the line that their store of ammunition and weapons, and that was what her point was about. I think it's what's going on in Wikipedia could be done by anyone, in fact, by people who are...
Why do people feel that it is so important to break into Wikipedia now?
I can't imagine, because, I mean, that's just...
Because they are trying to bolster Sarah Palin.
Or there's somebody who's not for Sarah Palin trying to make her look foolish, you know. But most of it
has been trying to make it sound like her account actually happened that way. And there is no way Paul Revere began that ride in anything other than maximum secrecy, so we could get to John Hancock and Sam Adams and the rest of them, and low profile is what he wanted. Whatever he said after he was caught by the British is a different part of the story, and I'm quite sure Sarah Palin was not referring to that in her lame rewrite of history.
Coming up next, we'll hear from Ron Paul on why he thinks he ought to be the Republican nominee. Next up on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here talking about what talk radio and talk TV issue-oriented talk radio and talk television are focused on. The field of Repub candidates from Fox, Judge Andrew Napolitano talks to Congressman Ron Paul about why he thinks he ought to be the Republican nominee.
You have spent your entire career educating America on the values of the free market and the detriments to all of us, present and future, of central planning. What is the best argument for Ron Paul to be the Republican nominee for President of the United States against the sitting incumbent Barack Obama?
Well, I would say that the other candidates, talk in some ways similar to what I'm saying, but I think it's credibility, and I think it's the fact that I have rejected the status quo for a long time, and therefore have the credibility of saying what we need to do is change things, and like you said in your introduction, I mean, I'm on record for getting rid of the Fed, getting rid of central economic planning, getting rid of the income tax, and repeal the 16th Amendment, but change the foreign policy as well. Others are hinting, and I think this is good, and I'm very pleased with it, and we're getting better votes in the Congress today also. But I just think the other candidates pretty much are part of the status quo, with a leaning now in the Republican primary, at least, toward less government. At least they state that. The big problem is over the years, we've heard that so many times, and then we finally get the Republicans in charge, and they act like Democrats. So that is what the real challenge is, and hope I fill the bill where people can believe exactly what I'm saying, and I would do exactly as I have promised.
Are you surprised that you are more popular on college campuses today than President Obama is?
Well, I didn't know that was the case, but it would make me feel good because I know what they respond to, and they respond to this message that you and I have been talking about, and I would say that should make us all feel good because I know my personal limitations, but I think everybody knows where I stand, and if there is the popularity that you say, I would say it's great that the philosophy of liberty is gaining in popularity.
Over at CNN, Wolf Blitzer talks to Herman Cain about what he believes makes him stand out.
You've never been elected to any office, so what qualifies you to become President of the United States?
Business skills. I happen to believe that the business skills that I have developed
and been successful in business over 40 years need to go to the White House and to Washington, D.C. And it starts with making sure you're working on the right problem, set the right priorities, surround yourself with good people, great people, and make sure you put together the right plans. And then this is the most important part. Engage the American public in the solutions that you are trying to get passed. If we do that, I believe that we can address many of the crises that I think this country is facing.
What qualifies you to be president of the United States more than, shall we say, Sarah Palin, who spent 2 years as governor of Alaska?
I have spent more time running businesses, fixing stuff, turning around businesses, saving a business from bankruptcy. And I ran the second largest employer in the country. It's called the National Restaurant Association, with a very diverse constituency of members. So it's my problem-solving skills and my leadership skills that have been apparent throughout my career, and I've had a lot more experience than a lot of the other candidates.
Well, we met the other day on the Delta shuttle between Washington and New York.
Yes.
You gave me your Common Sense Solutions, the People's Platform, your little brochure outlining in specific detail a lot of what you want to do to help this economy, to help the country. I read it all. I didn't see any strong positions either way on some of the social issues like abortion rights for women. Is that deliberate, or was that just an omission?
It was an omission. It wasn't deliberate. I am pro-life from conception. I believe in traditional marriage, and those things I can cover very quickly. It wasn't intended to be an entire agenda of all of my beliefs. I wanted to primarily identify what I consider to be the top critical issues that we face. This economy is still stagnant. I have a two-phase plan that I have in the booklet that, and using a lot of common sense approaches. We have three cold critical top issues right after national security. One being boosting this economy. This economy is not in a turnaround. We have also got to do something about restructuring entitlement programs. We can't just keep shuffling it around or trimming around the edges. And then third co-critical is energy. We are in an energy crisis, right, Wolf, because it's not only an economic issue, it's also a national security issue.
So let me just be precise. When it comes to abortion, you oppose abortion rights for women. Is that correct?
I am pro-life from conception.
All right. What about gay marriage? Should Americans who are gay be allowed to get married?
I believe that is a decision that should be made by individual states. I support traditional marriage.
You support civil unions for gays?
I support traditional marriage.
So you oppose civil unions?
I support traditional marriage. Let's move on, Wolf.
Find out more about what's going on in the world of the Countdown and News Talk issue-oriented talk radio by visiting the Talk Radio Countdown Show section at DougStephan.com.